Well, it all starts tomorrow, the beginning of the workshop, Bellingham Millwork. And we talked a little bit about this a couple of days ago with Zach Giffen, Operation Tiny Home. Zach's from Tiny House Nation on the A&E channel. And they're coming in, it'll be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Bellingham Millwork with a workshop. It's the very first time they've done a Native American program here.
The tiny house explosion is fascinating to me, and the fact that it's doing a good job for people that need help is even cooler.
And we have Gabrielle, who is the mother of Operation Tiny Home. Gabrielle, how do we say your last name?
Rapport.
Well, that's easy enough. Why couldn't I do that? Gabrielle Rapport, who started up Operation Tiny Home. And now, how did this start? Why and how did you start this?
It started out as a project that my mother actually came to me to share the story of a family friend who is a combat wounded veteran who was living in a situation that was absolutely unacceptable. And she wanted to do something about it. So I took it on and was able to bring the community together, raised about $17,000 through a crowdfunding campaign. At the time when he told me this man, Mike, was interested in his living in a tiny home, and I didn't even know what a tiny home was. So I started doing my research and was just really intrigued by the whole idea and saw a real opportunity in how this could really make a difference for other veterans.
So we have veterans in these tiny homes around the country.
Yes. We've been able to, with Zach and the support of a lot of communities, we've gone around and helped to support the launch of many different veterans communities.
And then stepping in to help out Lummi Stepping Stones starting tomorrow, and the organizational goal of building tiny homes, 100 tiny homes?
Well, that's the big picture goal. Yeah. Yes, they're going to start with 26. That first phase is going to be 26. And tomorrow we're going to start with the first. And the community is going to come together and we're going to actually start building the first of those 26 homes.
Now, what do you want? They're going to build for their community. But what would you like, other people, other folks to why do you want them to come out? What would you like for them to see and learn?
Well, this is an opportunity for people to really see what a tiny home can do for a community. This is about bringing the community together. We have an opportunity to really create an affordable housing solution for people here. These homes are not shelters, not that there's anything wrong with somebody building shelters. Those are very much needed. But these are intended to be permanent housing solutions. They have all the amenities that you will find in a full-size home.
Yeah, it's not a tough shed.
Bathrooms and plumbing and the
whole thing. Absolutely. This is going to have everything that you would need to live comfortably and with dignity. And that's what these are about.
So you can come and you can watch these being constructed. You
yes.
can learn. You can...
Yes. Well, we have a full workshop. The community here has been incredible. We've got the Lummi community is really coming out to build this themselves. And you can come by and see what we're up to. You can see what one of our workshops looks like. You can meet with Zach Giffen and the Operation Tiny Home team. You can have some great food. You can get to meet these guys because you guys are going
to
be there.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
11 to 2 on Friday.
That's yeah. right.
It's fascinating to me how much thought and real creativity goes into making every inch of usable space usable in one of those little tiny
Absolutely.
Tiny houses. I think I would probably have to go to some form of treatment or something before I could live in a tiny house, because apparently I'm a pack rat. I just keep everything.
Well, what about a tiny shed? Maybe for behind your house, a tiny storage shed you can have.
It's definitely not for everybody. Tiny home living isn't for everybody.
Do you think you could do it?
I could do it.
You
yes.
could.
Maybe not right now, but later in the future when I don't have, a German Shepherd dog and a black lab, I could do it. Yeah. I can do it.
Yeah, probably kind of tough with a
But,
big
you know,
dog.
If the black lab wants out, you could just, from where you're sitting, reach over and grab the door handle and let him out.
Reach your leg over and get him out. There you go. You're out. So this is great. And the goal, like you said, is to... at some point then have a larger number of these tiny homes for the Lummi.
And, for the Eagle Haven community, absolutely.
Yeah, to have a big number there. And some folks who may have ideas for, other possibilities for tiny homes and who might benefit from this, they could come out and talk to you, correct?
Yes, please come. We invite everybody in the community that's interested to learn more about this.
Still would probably look into ideas of helping out veterans. And you mentioned something cool about the fire in California and all the folks displaced down there. I mean, you guys are doing cool work all over the place.
Yes, we really want to see these homes being used for people that have lost their homes to natural disaster, which is happening all too often all over the country. And this is a real opportunity for them to have a place where they can kind of gather themselves again as they start to rebuild their lives.
So are there homes going in Paradise
yes,
right now?
Yes, we have a home that just went down there last week, and then we're working with their team to help rebuild that community.
How many folks are without their homes in Paradise?
There were 30,000 people that were left homeless from that disaster. And real devastation. I was there not too long ago, and it's very sad to see what's happened down there. Yeah.
If folks want to follow along online, or you know, as things get started tomorrow, maybe they can't be there for the kickoff of the build tomorrow. But if they want to follow along, what's a good place to where they can do that?
Sure. Well, you can go to OperationTinyHome.org. You can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram, and follow us, and you'll get real time updates on what's going on at the workshop.
Great, Gabrielle. Thank you so much. Operation Tiny Home. Gabrielle started it, and she will be bringing it. She has brought it here to town, and we will see you at Bellingham Millwork. The workshop goes tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Brad and I will be there on Friday from 11 until 2.
John will be wearing his tool belt.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys.
Well, I wouldn't say awesome yet. You haven't seen me in it yet.